Now, the terminology of these mechanisms then, first of all, when we break a covalent bond, it can happen in two basic ways, either homolytic cleavage, where one electron goes to each atom that was involved in the bond at the start. So in this case, it's a carbon to whatever atom bond, so whatever atom's indicated by A. So the homolytic cleavage then, we use a Fischl-Crookes arrow, single-headed arrow, that pushes one electron onto the carbon, one electron onto the A atom. Now, the result of that is that prior to cleavage, we had an octet about that carbon. If we then take out two of these electrons and only put one of them onto the carbon, it's leaving that carbon one electron short, so that becomes a radical. And the species over here, which was comfortable with two electrons before, now only has one, so again, it's one electron short. So both of these then get a dot put on them to say that they're radical species. So radical species are highly reactive. The second mechanism, heterolytic cleavage, takes our two-electron covalent sigma bond and pushes the two electrons onto just one of the atoms. So in the first reaction, pushing them onto C, which is going to form a carbanion because we now have got one extra electron on the carbon. And in the second case, we're pushing both electrons onto the A atom. So in this case, we end up with a carbocation left behind and an A minus, with A being something like a halogen turning into a halide.